Well, right now, we are pleased to welcome into our studio. Heather Schneeman is in with us from Act Two Productions and here to talk about their summer drama camp and some of the fun things they've been doing. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, first off, tell us about Act Two Productions.
Well, we started about 3 years ago, and we've been able to do a lot of fun things. We started with Seussical, and it's an awesome show. Isn't that fun? So then we do children's shows, and then we also do some productions with adults. So our latest adult one was Little Women, and that was super fun. And last year we had, it was just such a pleasure. We did Frozen Junior for camp during the summer. And then we performed it again at the tree lighting ceremony at Levis Commons last fall.
Oh, fun.
It was cool. It was so much fun. It was just an honor. And then we had Beauty and the Beast planned for the summer. And this thing called COVID happened. And like everything else, we had to change plans, switch gears. And we decided, well, and the governor decided it wasn't a good idea to put a bunch of kids in a room and then on stage and costumes and all that. We dwindled it down to a 4-hour drama day. And the kids, you know, were so disappointed at first to not do camp because it is a blast. It's 2 weeks of just fun and putting on a full production. So going down to 4 hours is like, really? Thanks, guys. But it was wonderful. And I put together some amazing workshop leaders and the kids rotated through workshops. It was, you know, socially distanced, wearing masks. And we just had a good time and they learned and they had fun and they got a taste of it. And, you know, it's hard. We want to be able to have the schedule full of shows and all that. That's fun. It's an outlet. It's a great thing for kids. But at this time, it's also like, well, we have to adapt. So
hard to do Zoom meeting play.
You know,
it's hard to stage that.
And people have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, over and over. And it's fine, especially for older kids. I think it's a good compromise. But for the youngers, especially, not so much. You're missing a lot. So I'm not opposed to it at all. I just didn't want to do that personally.
And you know, it's hard because you need that interaction.
You do.
I mean, there's certain, for like a thing like an R Town, you could probably do pretty easy on a Zoom.
Exactly.
Other ones would be hard to do that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The performing arts definitely is the one that's one of those things that has struggled the most or has been hurt the most by this.
Yeah, I also am the front of house manager at the Stranahan Theater, so.
they haven't been able to do much
there
of anything.
There goes my job. No. So, but hopefully soon.
Opening things up a little.
How have you seen the performing arts, things like this? How does that help kids and youth? How have you seen that impact them?
That is a great question. I've been doing this for a long time. So I will tell you that the main things I see are kids who are learning how to work as a team. You know, you think of sports and teams, but it's the same thing as putting on a play or a musical. You have to work together. You are part of a team. You are a piece of the puzzle. So they really are learning that skill. The other things I see, especially for kids who, my favorite are the kids in a classroom, are like teachers can't handle or don't, you know, like, oh, that kid. I love those kids. Bring them to me. And I was a teacher also, so I could see this in them. You put them on stage and that's where they shine. They just needed that outlet. Same thing with super shy kids. We always think of the drama kings and the drama queens and they're the best ones on the stage. No, it's these shy kids who need to be someone else for a little bit in order to find themselves. And so there's so many things. You could just go so many directions with this team. Building, yeah, I don't know. I love it.
And there's been a long history of drama in the church and using drama in church. I mean, I'm thinking like the Middle Ages when most people couldn't read.
That's right.
There were troops that go town to town acting out Bible stories.
That's right. Yeah, so there's the main thing. You tell a story.
Right.
You're telling a story when you're putting on a play or a musical. And so in the church, it's definitely used to tell a story. And some people learn better that way by visual or hearing it and seeing it acted out. So yeah, it's a benefit in the classroom, in the church, in the world. And yeah, it's great.
And what kind of influence spiritually does Act Two Productions have on your students and the people that you're involved with?
Well, we do not claim to be a Christian theater company, and that was intentional because we're really trying to reach the city. Putting Glass City on stage was our tagline. And people who've never had the opportunity, and if you put the word Christian on it, what I find is you're only going to get Christians. And I really didn't, I wanted it to be an outreach, a ministry, but just a place where kids could come, adults could come, feel safe. And the, you know, we're Christians. It's my husband's a pastor. So everyone knows that, all the cast members. And we just try to love on them. That's it. Just love on them and show them. And then eventually, like, we've had people who have come to our church or gone to other churches or just seen the love of God and that we're not all hypocrites or judgmental. In the theater world, you may know that there's a lot of judgment, a lot of, and it's a hard situation for me as a believer in a theater geek, but I just believe that God has called us to love.
Now, do you focus, does Act 2 focus mostly on kids? Do you do any adult productions? How does that work?
We do both, yeah. We do kids camps in the summer, and then we have been doing an adult production. It was supposed to be like every other year, but this did not happen. So this would have been the year we would have done something this fall. That's not happening. So yeah, both. Yeah.
So it'll be every other year.
Exactly. It'll be, hey, when this thing's over, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
that's kind of where my brain is right now. Like, we don't know. So I know right now we have Beauty and the Beast rescheduled for next summer, 2-week drama camp. Other than that, I'm not going to even try to figure it out right now.
But if folks are interested for down the road, you know, or finding out more information about Act 2 or just maybe keeping updated so you can send them information as things change, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so if you go to act2toledo.org, that's the best way. It's our website. You can check it out. There's links to click, blah, blah, blah. So,
so do you have anything going on at all? Any kind of interaction in some way? Or
we do not. No. Nothing. We had to put it at a standstill until we figure it out. Things calm down.
But if someone does want to get involved, what have they got to look forward to and how can they get involved?
Well, I'm always looking for directors, producers, leaders, whatever, that part of it. And then the camp is the main thing, I would say. We have a great time and the kids love that.
So go to the website for now and
for
check
now,
it out and get the updates there and hopefully soon.
Right. Like everything else, we don't know.
Yes.
And if there's anyone with a creative idea, should they, how you can do something during this, you open to that?
Absolutely. 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 We're up to anything.
Looking for help where you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Heather, thanks so much for being in with us and sharing with us a little bit about Act 2.
All right. Take care.